The federal government is telling the unemployed that its crackdown on the dole will make allowances for some people in difficult circumstances. From next year, the Commonwealth will be able to cut people under the age of 30 off the dole for 6 months at a time if they're not earning or learning. The Social Services Minister, Kevin Andrews, says the days of people expecting to do nothing and receive welfare benefits are over. But he won't say how many people are doing that and how much of a dent in the unemployment rate the government expects these changes to make. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The harsher measures the government's proposing for young job seekers from January have come in for wide criticism. The Business Council of Australia calls them pretty tough, noting also the budget's predicting the unemployment rate will rise. Young job seeker Eleanor accompanied the ACTU to Canberra today to express her concern. She says she's been looking for work for 2 months and also has a persistent weakened immune system.
If I can't get Centrelink, if I can't get Newstart, I won't be able to pay my medical bills. I won't be able to pay my rent, and I won't be able to afford to eat.
What's Tony Abbott got against unemployed people under the age of 30? How does he think young people live with no money for 6 months?
Opposition leader Bill Shorten and Greens leader Christine Milne have strongly criticised the plan to force job seekers under 30 to wait 6 months before they can qualify for the dole.
There are going to be young people where there are no jobs, even if they've got 2 degrees, they still will not be able to get a job and they will be living on nothing.
And people under 25 will only get the youth allowance, which is less than the dole. The Social Services Minister, Kevin Andrews, says it's about reducing youth unemployment.
This is about ensuring that we encourage young people under the age of 30 to get into work, and if they're not working, then to get the qualification or training necessary to get a job.
What research have you done? Where's the evidence that causing people greater hardship in terms of cutting off their allowances will increase their chances of getting a job?
Well, firstly, cutting off the allowance is only the choice that they would make if they don't get into training. There is exemptions for a whole range of people if they can't work for more than 30 hours a week, if they're a parent receiving child tax benefit for a child, if they're a part-time apprentice, if they're a principal carer parent, if they're in stream 3 or 4 in the job network, if they're a disability employment services person or they're in full-time education, then these provisions don't apply to them at all. So we've exempted a whole range of people that might be regarded as having other responsibilities. But secondly, this then becomes a choice for the person concerned. What we're saying is that if you're not working, then this is encouraging you to get into training. In terms of research, I've just come back from New Zealand where they have a general 1 month preclusion period, and what they've found there that about 40% of people actually don't come back, don't seek welfare after just 1 month.
So what do you think that taking them off the dole for 6 months is going to be six times as more effective?
Well, they won't come off the dole automatically for 6 months, as I said. It'll depend on the choice. There's a pathway.
But that possibility does exist.
The possibility exists if a person who is capable of working, who doesn't fit any of the exemptions, and they're quite broad, as I explained, if that person who is capable of working says, well, I don't want to work, I just want to pick up the Newstart allowance, well, then we're saying no, those days are over.
Well, what percentage of young people on the dole under 30 do you think are living on the dole because, in your terms, they choose to?
Look, I'm not going to make estimations about what percentage of people there are, but the reality is that this will provide a very strong encouragement to either have a job or get the training necessary to get you a job in the future.
But Minister Andrews won't quantify how effective the new policy will be in cutting unemployment.
Well, I think over time it will lead to some reduction in youth unemployment.
But in fact, your own budget forecasts say that unemployment is actually going to rise.
Well, unemployment is a consequence of a whole lot of factors in the economy. What we're saying is that for young people, the expectation is that you are either learning if you're not earning.
If people have learned, that is studied, and they can't get a job, they won't get the dole for 6 months, not 1 cent. How do you expect them to live?
Well, there's other supports available to people there, access to employment services, relevant training and relocation assistance is available to them. So there are other supports available. If they're in a family arrangement, then there is a range of family payments.
But what if they don't have a family willing or able to support them financially? What happens to them? What do they live on?
The reality is that a large number of people who go on to Newstart actually only use it for a very short period of time.
Kevin Andrews says the changes will need to be legislated. The Greens will vote against them in the Senate. Clive Palmer doesn't think his party will support it either.
Well, I know in my case, when I was that age, I was on the dole for that first 6 month period. And without that sort of support and being able to go forward in my life, it would have been a lot different. It was a time when I needed help and support, and I got it. Certainly, if they do that, it'll mean we've got an increased crime rate. You've got to remember there are parts of Australia, certainly parts of Western Melbourne, where the youth unemployment rate's approaching 50%. If there's no jobs to be had, what do these people do? Do they either turn to crime, or what happens?
And PM understands Bill Shorten will confirm in his budget reply speech later tonight that Labor will also vote it down, meaning the plan is doomed.
Alexandra Kirk.